Exeter School Board gets first look at 2024-20255 budget. February 6, 2024. The Exeter School Board got a first look at the 2024-2025 budget at the February Committee of the Whole, COW, meeting. The presentation was a tag team event with Superintendent Christy Alley and Business Manager Brian Fike taking turns discussing elements of the first glance. Though they had incomplete data, they extrapolated what they felt was reasonable to craft the outline. No actual spending figures were mentioned, merely broad ideas of what they felt would be budget-impacting items and possible workarounds. It is important to remember that as this is the very first view, a lot of things will change as pieces of the puzzle are unveiled, both in the spending and revenue pieces of the budget. Alley said that at this juncture, it looks like a $2.2 million hole in the budget. That is driven by increased personnel costs, among them a big increase in health insurance costs of 12.3%. Fike explained that the medical industry is really just getting back up to speed after COVID, when their revenues were suppressed by things like elective procedures not being done because of the situation with the pandemic. Those procedures not being done helped suppress the cost increases to insurance, but they are back and so are the increases that go with them. Harkening back to last year when the ETSD did not raise taxes, but did say that at least a 2.5% hike would be necessary this year, Alley presented a slide that showed four scenarios for tax hikes: 2.5%, 4%, 5.5% and 7%. She allowed that the likely tax hike would be in the 2.5% to 4% range, and not the higher figures. The slide also showed the impact for the average home in Exeter in dollar figures, based on the average home assessment of just under $110,000. In the case of 2.5%, the hike would amount to $7.94 per month, while the 4% figure would be $12.71. She stated that the 2.5% tax hike would only cover the health insurance cost increase. Many figures are yet to come in, including proposed additional funding contained in Governor Josh Shapiro's budget that was sent to the state legislature today. The administration believes that the way to close the gap is through attrition, through not refilling retirements, so as not to affect student programs. But they did present potential areas that could be cut, but did not associate any numbers with those potential cuts. Also covered in the meeting was the need to start looking at the price of electricity. The current contract runs out at the end of the year. The district is paying IGS Energy 0.072 cents per kilowatt hour. Fike also raised the possibility of looking at solar again. Board President Jason Mell stated that he didn't have a problem looking at solar again, but he felt that the last go-around was doomed by an expensive agreement that didn't make sense for Exeter. Fike will gather together 6, 12, 18, and 24-month rates from potential suitors and present them to the board at the March COW meeting. A prolonged discussion on the school calendar was undertaken, as it is every year. I'll not detail a single second of the self-indulgent dogma that is the calendar discussion, but will instead point you to watch the video of the meeting, and that the discussion starts at about 1 hour. If you can watch it without your forehead slapping the table at which you're sitting, you're a better person than I. Smaller items in the discussion. A new Spanish book purchase. 180 books costing just over $100,000, of which nearly $1,200 is shipping. That is more than $6 per book for shipping, and a total outrage. But we've gone down this road before. No one wants to challenge these costs, despite the evidence we've presented in years past. Mel suggested a discussion in the future concerning adding a public comment time at the beginning of COW meetings. They currently only have on at the end of the meeting. The February voting meeting will be on the 20th, at 7 p.m. at the Lausch Administration Building.